Hey Queen, welcome to And She Rises, the podcast for women who are ready to step forward into life full of intention, purpose, and joy. My name is Jerrica, and until recently, I felt so trapped by grief. I was feeling guilty for wanting to move forward, knowing the memories that I would leave behind. Here on this podcast, I don't only want to talk about grief. Yes, it's a mountain in my story, but it's not the whole story. Grief isn't where my story ends, and it doesn't have to be where yours ends either. Together, we will fan the flames of our inner fires as we fill our days doing the things that bring us joy. Our days here are numbered, girlfriend, and we don't know the count. So let's live with intention, lead with gratitude, and go all in. Are you ready? Let's go. It's time to rise. Hey, hey, Queen. Welcome back to And She Rises with Grit and Gratitude. All right. Today's episode is going to ruffle some feathers, I'm sure. But Queen, hear me when I say this. I don't want you to turn off the podcast episode, okay? Now, your toes might hurt because I'm probably going to step on them. But honey, all that means is that growth is happening, okay? And we are on this growth journey together. So let's just do this. Seriously, hear my heart when I say this. This is such a near and dear topic today because it is so, so, so important. And it is so overlooked. We talk a lot on here about filling our own cups, about self-care. And the whole self-care movement is such a buzzword topic right now. Yes, it can be a bubble bath. It can be a walk in the woods. Yes, it can be fueling your body with nutrient-dense foods. But it is also doing the deep healing inner work and so much more. So I want to start today by asking you a question. Who is watering you? Who is watering you? You can sit with that for a moment. Think on it. Who is watering you? So often in life, we are looking for other people to give us things. We are looking for other people to give us love, to care for us, to take care of us, to love us. But we aren't doing it for ourselves. We aren't believing in ourselves. We aren't loving ourselves. We aren't caring for ourselves. We have to live our lives as an example. And we, and I'm saying we because girl, I have been there. We spend all of this time looking for these things from other people that we aren't even giving to ourselves. We teach people how to treat us. If people see that I don't have any boundaries and I don't have any standards, then they will do whatever they want to do with me because they see me doing the same thing with myself. So sometimes we get upset because people aren't giving us the love we desire, the support we desire, the support we need. They don't have faith in us. And we get mad instead of turning it around and turning that finger around and self-reflecting and saying, do I have that love? Do I have that faith in myself that I'm desiring from them? Woo! That is a whole word. I know. And like I said, I know that this is going to ruffle some feathers. And this is going to trigger a lot of folks today. But remember that triggers are oftentimes things that we need to heal. And in order to move forward, in order to take those next steps, in order to be the women we are desiring to be, the women we know we can be, the women we know we are destined to be, the women we know we are called to be, we have to heal. We have to heal. So stay with me, okay? You cannot expect people to go all in for you. You cannot expect people to go hard for you. You cannot expect people to be cheering and to be clapping and to be jumping up and down and to show up for you if you don't show up for you. Self-reflection is one of the hardest things to do, love. I know. Trust me, I know. I went through a whole season, not that long ago, where I blamed everyone for everything going on in my life. But I had to take a step back. And I had to look in that mirror. That mirror of possibility. I had to look in that mirror. I had to look. I had to look in the mirror. And I had to think about what it is that I was doing that made people think it was okay to treat me the way that they were treating me. I had to take a good look at myself and say, what are you doing that is letting people think it's okay for them to treat you the way that they are treating you? And I was letting people fill my cup. I wasn't filling my cup. I was letting other people do it. And you know what they were filling my cup with? I was letting them fill my cup with their negativity. I was letting them fill my cup with their anxiety, with their depression, with their toxicity, with their gossip, with their baggage, with all of their drama. They were watering me with all kinds of things. It wasn't water. They were throwing all kinds of things in my cup, and I was just letting them. There's this post on social media going around that says, your assignment in this season is you. And I literally could not agree more. You have now entered your me era. This is my rising era. This is your rising era. Take yourself to the movies. Take yourself out to eat. Buy yourself the outfit. Buy yourself the handbag. Take yourself on the trip. Book the flight. Take the class. Go to the concert. If you're wanting more peace, go and get your peace, girlfriend. Do the things that bring you joy. Whatever it is that you're looking for from others, whatever it is that you are trying to fulfill through a bad relationship, a toxic relationship, a third, fourth, fifth job, whatever it is that you are trying to fill yourself with, whatever it is that you are looking for from others, be willing to do it for yourself. And when people start to see that you're watering yourself, they'll either fall in line or they'll get the hell out of the way, because they will know that they will not be able to give you anything less than what you're giving yourself. They'll know. They'll start to realize that you will no longer accept anything less than what you are giving yourself. When you are trying to heal, when you're trying to grow, when you are trying to evolve, when you are trying to be better today than you were yesterday, when you are trying to rise above your past and step into your future, when you have to let go and you're trying to heal, you have to have standards. You have to have standards. You have to have standards. You are giving yourself grace and you are giving yourself love. You're giving yourself understanding. You are giving yourself everything you need. And then whatever other people give you, that's just extra. That's just the sprinkles on the already frosted cake. You already have the cake. You are the cake, girl. The sprinkles are extra. When you are giving yourself everything you need, people will begin to match that energy. They will match that energy or they will fall off. They'll match the energy or they will fall off. So for example, the reason why my husband and I have such a thriving relationship is because he's matching my energy. He's matching my energy. I have standards. And they're high. They are really high. They're really high because I used to have no standards at all. Right? If you knew Jerrica back in the day, y'all know. Ooh, Jerrica used to not really have any standards. So my standards are high, okay? So he's matching my energy because I have standards. Like, you're not finna come over here and treat me any kind of way. No, sir. Been there, done that. That ship has sailed. Nope. Not doing that over here. I have standards. Now, let's say that I was treating myself bad, talking to myself negatively, beating myself up emotionally, etc., etc., right? I would be giving permission for him to treat me the same way. That would be the standard. You are the standard. You are the standard, Queen. You are the example. There is no better example of how you want to be treated, how you desire to be treated, than how you treat yourself. Let me say that again. There is no better example of how you want and desire to be treated than how you treat yourself. So let me ask you, how are you treating yourself? How are you treating yourself? The good news is you can change at any moment, as in right now. As in right now, you can set a new standard. So maybe this episode did trigger the heck out of you. And maybe right now, you're like, what the actual F do I do now? You can make the choice. Right now, in this moment, to set a new standard. You get to decide what that standard is going to be. And now, you simply choose to uphold them. But you have to be willing to do it for yourself. Choose you. I believe in you. Until next time, live with intention, lead with gratitude, and go all in, because our days here are numbered, girlfriend, and we do not know the count. So we have got to make these days count. I love you. We will talk soon. Hey, Queen. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you vibed with the show today, take a screenshot and tag me on IG so I can personally thank you for listening today. Your support means the world to me. Stay golden, girl, and let that light shine. Hey, Queen, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you vibed with the show today, take a screenshot and tag me on IG so I can personally thank you for listening today. Your support means the world to me. Stay golden, girl, and let that light shine.